where, who knows where.
Welcome to Alive. This is Claire here, and thank you once again for joining me today. Now, instead of a Bible reading, I thought I would give you a little bit of a background. We always talk about Fatima on this program, and Our Lady asked the children 100 years ago to pray the rosary every day. And so this is a list of the reasons why we should pray the rosary every day. Our Lady has 117 titles. She selected this title at Fatima, Our Lady of the Rosary. St. Francis de Sales said that the greatest method of praying is to pray the rosary. St. Thomas Aquinas preached 40 straight days in Rome, Italy, on just the Hail Mary. St. John Vianney, patron of priests, was seldom seen without praying a rosary in his hand. The rosary is the scourge of the devil, says Pope Adrian. The rosary is a treasure of graces, said Pope Paul V. Padre Pio, the stigmatist priest, the rosary is the weapon. Pope Leo XIII wrote 12 encyclicals on the rosary. Pope John XXIII spoke 38 times about Our Lady and the rosary. He prayed 15 decades every day. St. Louis-Marie Grignion de Montfort wrote, "The rosary is the most powerful weapon to touch the heart of Jesus, the Redeemer, who so loved his mother." Now, last week, if you were listening, we spoke about the lovely young child, Jacinta. Now, she was the youngest of the three seers, and just over a month ago, Pope Francis made her and her brother Francisco saints, and they are the youngest saints that were not martyrs. So I spoke a little bit about Jacinta last week, but I'd like to just share with you a few more things. Her mother, Olympia, actually married Jose Rosa. Now, he was the brother of Maria Rosa, who was Lucia's mother, but he died not long afterwards, and so Olympia married Manuel Mato. Now, he was younger than her, and they had a very, very happy marriage and went on to have 9 children. Francisco and Jacinta were the two youngest, Jacinta being the youngest. She was much loved, very spoilt, kissed and caressed often, and she had a lovely, gentle, pleasant, sweet nature. However, like many of the youngest, she was a little bit spoilt and could be a little bit precocious. And when she didn't get her own way, when she played some of the games, she would go off in a corner and pout. And very normal teenage or child reaction, and nothing that anyone could do would actually get her out of her little mood unless they promised that she would be able to choose the next game or something like that. Now, she was also, she loved dancing and she was very good at it. She really enjoyed running in the hilltops amongst the wild flowers, and she picked them and often used to give a little bunch to her cousin Lucia. She also loved to catch butterflies, and as was the tradition in all of the families in that area, After lunch every day, they pray the rosary. But I don't know whose idea it was, but the three children had a very abridged form of the rosary. Instead of saying the whole prayers, they prayed, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Our Father, Hail Mary, and so on. And so they were very quick to finish and were able to get on with the main thing in life, and that was playing. So they were just very normal children. One of Jacinta's favourite games was called Buttons, and every time you won, you got another button from the clothing of your opponent. Lucia hated playing buttons with Jacinta because Jacinta was so good, and quite often Lucia lost all the buttons in her dress, and it was very, very difficult for her to persuade Jacinta to give them back in time to go home at night, because her mother would have been very, very cross. The only way she could get the buttons back off Jacinta was to promise that, as I said before, she could choose the next game. Another game they used to play was called Gifts, and whoever won was able to tell the other person to do something. Now, at one point, Lucia, the children were playing in her home, and her brother was working at the table. Lucia won and said to Jacinta she had to go and give her brother a kiss. Well, this horrified Jacinta, and she said, no, I can't do that. Let me kiss the cross. And there was a crucifix on the wall, and so Lucia agreed, and she said she'll never forget the way Jacinta picked that cross up in her hands, looked loving down at Jesus, and gave him a very, very tender kiss. At that moment, Maria Rosa came into the room and was really cross at the children for having the cross down, and she blamed Lucia. But Jacinta said, no, you know, Auntie, it was me. Please don't punish Lucia. Now, after the first apparition, Our Lady asked the children if they were willing to accept the sufferings that God would send them, and the three darling little children all said yes. And so the sacrifices started happening immediately, especially for Lucia, because her mother and sisters were not particularly happy with the story that Our Lady was appearing to the youngest in their family. Jacinta and Francisco, their parents, particularly the father, knew something was happening because he knew his children never lied. So you could say he was the first person to believe. He didn't know what was happening, but it was something. Now, in the third apparition on July, Our Lady showed the children hell. Now, it was only for a few seconds, but they were so horrified they thought they would die on the spot if they hadn't looked up and seen Our Lady's reassuring glance. But from that moment on, Jacinta was preoccupied with saving souls. She often used to ask, Eternity, doesn't eternity end? Lucia assured her it didn't. But won't at some point the souls get out of hell and then go to heaven? No. And she said, well, why doesn't Our Lady show everyone hell? She was just so upset. And then at other times she would be just sitting there praying, and then she would say, so there's a war coming and almost everyone will go to hell. She was just so upset about this. Now, at one time, she was in church and she saw some of the other little girls, the older ones, were asked to be little angels and throw petals in processions, and she dearly wanted to do this. And so in due course, for the Feast of Corpus Christi, she was asked to be one of the little angels who walked in front of Jesus throwing petals. And she said, will I see Jesus? Yes, yes, you'll see Jesus. Well, when the great time came and the priest held up the monolith, the blessed host in it, no matter what anyone could do, no one could persuade Jacinta to throw the petals. And afterwards, Lucia asked her, why didn't you throw the petals? But I didn't see him. But don't you realize, said Lucia, that Jesus is hidden. He's in the Eucharist. You can't see him. And so after that, Jacinta and Francisco were preoccupied with the hidden Jesus. They had seen our Lord in the light when Our Lady held out her hands in the very first apparition, and from that moment on, they were in love with our Lord. Jacinta was also very much in love with Our Lady and wanted to do everything in reparation for the blasphemies against Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. Now, even when the children were, just about their normal days, that they hadn't, the apparitions hadn't ended, people went from mocking them to believing them. For example, there was one lady, she was quite a drunkard, and she used to mock them at every turn, and she would even rain blows down on them. And Jacinta was so upset because she thought this poor lady is going to go to hell. So one day when she was walking past her home, she stopped and prayed for her. Now, unbeknown to the children, the lady was inside, and she was so impressed with Jacinta. From that moment on, she believed, and she turned her life around and became a model Catholic. There were many other miracles attributed to Jacinta. For example, a young girl came and asked if Jacinta could come and pray with her father. For 3 years non-stop, he had had a terrible case of the hiccups. Now, that might sound a bit comical, but I am sure for somebody who just hiccuped, you know, every few seconds, it would have been absolutely torture. She prayed with him, and when she returned to his home 3 days later, he was completely cured. On another occasion, her aunt came and asked the children to pray for her wayward son. He had gone missing. Now, this young man had spent all his money, was leading a desolate life, and he ended up in jail. Well, he escaped one jail one night, and he became totally lost in the mountains around Fatima. And Jacinta had been praying for him, non-stop. Suddenly, the young man fell to his knees and prayed, and there before him he saw Jacinta. Jacinta took him by the hand and led him to the crossroads. Now, just remember, this is in the middle of the night, and the young man was able to keep walking, and in the morning he found out where he was, and he made his way home. Now, Jacinta bilocated, but she had no knowledge of this. All she knew was that she had prayed very, very hard for him. Now, there was also a soldier who came to see the children, and he was very, very upset because he had called up to the army, but he had a very, very sick wife and three children. So Jacinta prayed. Not long after, the young soldier came with his wife to thank Jacinta. What had happened, because of his wife's illness, the soldier had been released from the army, and the wife made a total recovery. Another little miracle. So as I said, this was even before, the little saintly child's death. Now, the children got sick. That was Francisco and Jacinta, and they caught the Spanish flu in 1918. In fact, everyone in the Mato family caught the flu except the father. And so he was nursing this large family, and the most ill were the two youngest. Now, we're just about at 3 o'clock. It's Divine Mercy time. So I'm going to prayer of this fantastic Divine Mercy prayer. It's particularly powerful if someone is dying. And I know when my uncle died, we all were in his hospital room around his bed, and we prayed this prayer for him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us, world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Now, if you're pregnant and worried, there is help. And one of the best ways you can help is to go and phone or ring Family Life International, a fantastic pro-life organisation here in Mount Roskill, Auckland. So their number is 0800 for life. They will help you with anything that you need, 0800 for life, whether it's counselling or practical help, perhaps even finding you a place to stay if you have nowhere. I worked for the organisation for a short period of time. It's run by Dame Colleen Bayer. It's a tremendous organisation. So 0800 for life. Now, getting back to the children, we left off and I explained that the children were very, very sick. So while they were sick in their bed, a lot of the local women said they used to like to come and just sit by Jacinta. They found it very, very peaceful. They'd just sit there and do their sewing, and she wouldn't talk to them, but it was like a little chapel. It was so holy. Also, the younger children used to love and to come and play in front of her bed. She would also teach them catechism, and she would warn them about going to hell. So the young children, they really, really did love her. Now, shortly before the two children died, Our Lady appeared to them, and she told Francisco when she was coming to take him to heaven. But she asked Jacinta, would she like to stay a while and save more souls? Well, of course she did. So Our Lady told her that she was going to go off to two hospitals and she would eventually die alone. Now, of course, this upset her. The thought of dying alone, away from her precious family, her mum and dad, and, of course, her best friend, Lucia, that was a great, pill to swallow. But if it was going to save more souls from hell, well, of course, she would do it. Now, she went to the first hospital in Orem, but after 2 months, they could do nothing and they sent her home. She was then able to go because of the generosity of a surgeon, to another hospital for an operation, which was going to require cutting out two of her ribs. Now, she had tuberculosis, she had pneumonia, and she had pleurulent pleurisy. On the train into Lisbon, they had to sit away from the rest of the passengers because she smelt so much. Her body was, the wound was just pussing the whole time. It was a very, very difficult situation. Anyway, she entered the hospital in Lisbon on the 2nd of February, the Feast of the Purification. She had the operation on the 10th of February, and because of her condition, she wasn't able to have a general anaesthetic and only had a local one. Again, because of her poor physical condition, it really didn't help very much. And she never cried out, except all she said was, "Oh Jesus, oh Jesus." And the surgeon was so impressed. When someone asked him, "Do you think that this little girl could be a saint one day?" And he said, most definitely. He had never seen a child so heroic in the way that she coped with everything. Now, shortly before she died, she really wanted to see Dr. Formigo, who was there, a priest, and very close to the two children. She wanted to tell him about this terrible thing that was going to happen to Lisbon. It was going to be anarchy in the streets. Unfortunately, he arrived a couple of days after she died. But that vision of anarchy that she actually saw could have been the civil war in Spain. So in 1931, just after Fatima was declared authentic, all of the bishops of Portugal consecrated the country to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. And Our Lady came later and told Lucia that because of that consecration, Portugal had been spared from the civil war right on their doorstep, and also from most of World War II. So that's what a consecration can do. Now, countries all around the world, their bishops are actually starting to consecrate them to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. If there's any Catholics listening out there, please ask your priest to consecrate your parish. Encourage your bishops to consecrate their dioceses, and hopefully one day all of the bishops of New Zealand will consecrate New Zealand to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. Now, I'd like to apologise a little bit for my very croaky throat today. Obviously got a bit of a flu coming on. But anyway, let's hope we'll be better by next time. Finish the programme with that beautiful, "He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother."
That leads us to who knows where. Knows where, but I'm strong, strong enough to carry him. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. So on we go. His welfare is my concern. No burden is he to bear. We'll get there. My brother.